Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor, welcoming you out again for a wonderful show today. Such a blessing and such a gift to be able to have you guys on, because this show is for you and it's about you. It's about those of you that have a lot of time, or, well, you wish you had a lot of time, but you work hard, but you don't have a lot of time. You want to have that time back. And you really want to be able to get your money and your business working for you, so you don't have to work so hard for it. And so today, it's just super excited to be able to bring on a special guest today. I've got a guy by the name of Billy Sticker here. So Billy is an author, speaker, marketer, and the founder of Cairo Candy Marketing. Billy started his career in chiropractic as a director of marketing for a multi-practice chiropractic office. But under his guidance, the offices immediately started seeing great results. And so he decided to document the success, and he wrote this marketing book for chiropractors. He then realized he had a true talent gift that began helping doctors market their practice and really publish their own leading authority book. So it got them going there. He also, you know, with Cairo Candy, he started his own podcast in 2014. So definitely go check that out. He's since gone on to become one of the largest social media ad agencies in the chiropractic profession. And so his team at Cairo Candy, they manage over $1 million in Facebook ad spend for their local chiropractors worldwide. And in the past 12 months, Cairo Candy's marketing has generated over $4 million for their doctors. On top of that, the reason I'm bringing him on is because this guy understands and gets social media. And that's something that we haven't really talked about a ton on this show, is especially for those of you in businesses, you know, how important is social media for your business? I mean, is it really necessary? Is it really something that's going to do anything for you? And that's really what we're going to talk about today. So Billy, welcome to our show.
Chris, thank you so much for having me on. It was great meeting you here just a couple of weeks ago, and I appreciate the invite. And I think it's great what you're doing, and I feel honored to be a part.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a great meeting in DC, and I know from all the different, you know, speakers, and there was a lot of great speakers there. I know you were one that really stuck out of my mind and really impressed me. And so I'm definitely grateful to have you on as well.
Well, I appreciate that.
So tell us more about your journey that got you here. Like, what, you know, what kind of led up to this?
Well, my background wasn't chiropractic, right? My background was actually sales and marketing and some ministry. I spent about 13 years in youth ministry, but I worked for a precious metals company for just about 17 years, rare coins, gold, silver, platinum, and just did that for a long time. But about 8 years into that career, I was just ready for something different. And there was a local chiropractor that had multiple offices, was looking for somebody to come, you know, take over the marketing. And I don't have a college degree.
Yeah.
But I am self-taught. I will put my library up against anyone's. Literally right now, there's, I don't know, a couple of thousand books in the same room that I'm in. I just read a lot. And so what I did is I put together my resume, and then I wrote this like 11-page marketing plan. And that's what I turned into him. And he interviewed like 10 different people, and I ended up getting the job.
Huh.
And we doubled the volume in both of his offices within a matter of months. I mean, it was just great success.
Yeah.
And ended up having some articles published in some trade journals. And anyway, went on to really just enjoy that profession. It wasn't the same money that I was making in precious metals. And after a couple of years, I got a job offer working with a kind of a startup in the precious metals company or industry. So I went back and did that for a while. And then, you know, about 7 or 8 years into that, I just was making great money, but I didn't enjoy it. I was ready to do something for myself again. And I really, really enjoy helping businesses grow. I talk about this on my podcast. It really upsets me, like literally in my gut, when I see a business going out of business, because you know there was a time when that business owner couldn't sleep because he was so excited about hanging up his shingle and starting whatever venture that was.
Yeah.
And then there was a day where he couldn't sleep because he didn't know how to keep it open. And if you offer a great product or a great service and you're struggling, it's because of marketing. Not enough people know what it is you do and how they can do business with you. And so that's really where I wanted to just step back in. I knew the chiropractic profession. I believe in the chiropractic profession. So that's really where we kind of started. And that is the majority of our business. But now we are kind of branching out and working with different professionals, service professionals. Do the same thing. Take advantage of the opportunity that we have today with Facebook and with Instagram and YouTube and the different platforms that are available nowadays.
Yeah. It's really a kind of a brand new world, isn't it?
Yes and no. I think there's never been a better time to be in business.
Yeah.
Simply for the fact that we've never had the tools to deliver your message to that perfect market the way we do now.
Mm-hmm.
And it really doesn't matter what profession you're in. There are people right now driving past your office that need your services.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're a chiropractor, whether you're a dentist, whether you're an attorney, whatever it is, there are people that are driving past your, like right now, no matter what time it is you're listening to this, right now, somebody's driving past that needs your services. Well, sometimes they don't know they need them, you know, or they don't know exactly what it is you do. Let's just take chiropractic, for example. Some people think it's just neck pain and back pain, but there's so much more.
Yeah.
So how is it, or how can we take that message and package it in a way that it's engaging for people? And then we just put that message out there into some specific areas that starts to attract those people. It's that we just have that opportunity today. And it really allows you to take advantage of marketing in a way that we just never could before. I mean, literally, you can have a startup have the same reach as, you know, some of these Fortune 500 companies. Mm-hmm. Just because of the platforms and tools that are available.
Yeah, it's great. What do you see as like one of the biggest problems that, or most common problems you see people doing in their business right now?
Well, as far as social media marketing, okay, mainly Facebook. And it really just depends on what industry you're in. But when it comes to marketing, we're going to relate it to fishing, right? You want to fish in the ponds where your fish are.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to say Facebook and Instagram. There's a huge number of people, obviously, on Facebook. And then, you know, Instagram is owned by Facebook. So whatever you do on Facebook, it's very, very easy to just click a box and the same ad show on Instagram. But whenever we hear people say, businesses say, oh, I've tried Facebook marketing, Instagram marketing, and it just doesn't work. Without a doubt, it's one of these three reasons it's not working. The first one is they're just not consistent. It's almost like going to the gym. You know, somebody saying, you know what, that's it. I'm going to just change my life. I'm going to start working out. I know I need to. And they go to the gym for a week and nothing major happens. Right. So they're like,
right. Yeah,
this just doesn't work. It's the same thing. People will try a couple of Facebook ads. You know, they boost post, which we teach, do not ever boost a post. There's way better ways of doing it. And you're just wasting money typically whenever you're doing that.
Yeah.
But, you know, they try just a couple of things, put a little bit of money behind some post or whatever it is, and it just doesn't work, and they just stop.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not consistent. So that's one, is you've got to find a plan, which would be step number two. They don't have a plan. You know, we'll tie this back in with working out. Have you ever seen those people, or maybe I know you work out a lot also.
Yeah.
You go to the gym and you just don't know what you're going to do that day.
Mm-hmm.
you never have a great workout when you go in without a plan.
Right.
And so let's just say on the weightlifting side of things, one of the things that I've done for years, and I change this up every once in a while, but Mondays I do chest, Tuesdays I do back, Wednesdays I do legs, Thursdays I do shoulders, Fridays I do arms, Saturdays I'll go in and maybe do some traps and some more abs, and I'll work in, you know, abs throughout the week, and I do some cardio throughout the week also. But if for some reason I have to skip a day and I go back to the gym, all I do is think, okay, what's today? Today's Thursday. I'm doing shoulders. It's, I always have a plan. But when it comes to marketing, sometimes people don't have a plan and they're just trying a couple of different things. And then they get so frustrated when it's not working.
It's like throwing spaghetti on a wall.
Exactly. Yep. So let's find what are some things that other businesses are doing that's working, and then do those things. You don't have to copy them, you know, word for word, but just kind of framework how they're doing it and change it up with your own message and do something similar. We're kind of pushing the last quarter of the year. What are some different things that you could do for the last quarter of the year? Well, you could do a last quarter of the year push, could be some kind of promotion that you're doing. You could do a promotion, you know, for Thanksgiving, you can do a promotion for Black Friday, you know, coming up, or for Cyber Monday. You know, you could do a Christmas promotion. You can, I mean, there's a lot of these different little opportunities centered around time that you could do, or you could do something, you know, the elections are going on right now. So, you could tie that into your marketing somehow. There's all of those type opportunities, plus just things that you want to offer to people. I mean, there's always ideas of something that you could be doing. But going back to the, you know, three reasons people say that their ads aren't working: not consistent, they don't have a plan, and then they're not compliant. We see this with the clients we work with. We want to do whatever we can to get something up and going really quick, but then we want them to get us some specific things, typically some images that are personal to their all, you know, to their businesses. And sometimes we'll just be using stock images until they get us those things. And then we'll have it where whatever reason they don't get them to us. Well, you know, we're busy. We just don't have time. Look, take a cell phone, take some pictures and email them to me. I mean, just do it really quick. Well, you know, we're whatever reason, they just don't do it, or they don't want to do any videos, or they don't, you know, they don't do some of the things we ask. And then they say, well, you know, look, this just isn't working.
Yeah.
You're not working. You're not being compliant. And it's the same thing that, say, a chiropractor may have this issue with a patient. You know, there's some specific things they're asking the patient to do outside of the office, and then the patient's not doing those things, and then they're saying chiropractic doesn't work.
Right.
Just not being compliant. So you want to be consistent. You want to have a plan, and then you want to follow that plan and be compliant. You know, if there's certain things that someone that's an expert in that area are telling you to do, do those things, you know, stick with it and just be compliant. But your clients are on Facebook and Instagram right now. The chances are, right? They need your message. And one of the things that makes Facebook, and like I said, this means includes Instagram, that makes it so powerful is, going back to the fishing analogy, we can dig specific ponds in the back end of Facebook in their ads manager and tell them what kind of fish to put in each pond, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, can I go over some audiences or ponds that I think everybody needs to go in the back end of Facebook and build these out for their marketing? Can we cover that?
Yes, please.
Okay. The first one would be your ideal client. So for, you know, whatever business it is, I would say, even let's say you're a dentist. Typically you're going to want to do this for women, let's say 30 and older, because even though you treat men and obviously kids and things like this, who are making the decision? It's the women, right? So we want to put our ads in front of the decision makers. So you would build an audience of women, let's say 30 and older, maybe 10 miles from your, you know, radius from your office. You can even do some income things, which Facebook took the income targeting out, but now there's like another way that you can do it. So anyway, there's a way you can target people that you know are going to have better incomes.
Interesting.
So that may be one audience that you build, just your ideal client. Another one would be website visitors. Facebook gives you a tracking pixel. It's totally free. All you have to do is get it to whoever your web developer is, and they will put this piece of code in the header tags of your website, which is kind of, you know, tech talk. But yeah, what it'll do is once the tracking pixel's on your site, the back end of Facebook, you build an audience of people who've been to your website. So what happens is somebody goes to Google, they look you up, they go to your website, and then the phone rings. Mm-hmm. Or their boss walks in, or the baby starts crying. There's tons of reasons why they didn't call, but they just get distracted. Well, now, since they've been to your website, you can start showing those people offers. I mean, this happens to all of us, right? We go to a website looking for a pair of shoes. Next thing you know, those shoes follow us all over the internet.
You get retargeted, yeah.
Exactly. Facebook allows us to do the same thing. So that's another audience you want to build is website visitors. Post engagements, people that have engaged with any of your posts from your business page over the past 365 days, that's another audience you want to build. So these are people that are familiar with you. They're going to start seeing more of your stuff. You can show them more and more of your things. It's another type of retargeting. Your existing clients, you can take your database of clients, their emails and their phone numbers, and you can upload them in the back end of Facebook. And now you have an audience of people who know you. Now, what's great about this is you could do a referral campaign or a review referral campaign. This is a great one we do for a lot of our clients. You get something as a giveaway, whether it's an Amazon Echo or Google Chromebook laptop, all kinds, just whatever you think your clients would kind of resonate with. And then you do a video. Hey guys, check this out. We've got this, you know, new Amazon Echo. We're going to be giving it away at the end of the month. And all you have to do to enter to win is click the link above, go to Google and write us a review. We hope it's a 5-star review, but we just want an honest review of your experience with our business. But that's going to get your name in the hat one time. That'll get you one ticket for the drawing. Or you can send us a referral. If you send a referral in, that's going to get your name in the hat 5 times. So there's plenty of chances to win. We're doing the drawing on this date. Good luck. Well, yeah, that only goes to your existing database of clients. So you're not using that for everybody in your community. You know, it's just your existing people. And that works really, really, really well. So that would be another audience you could do. People, you know, we want you to do videos. People engage with videos. And that's one of the best ways to get your message out there. But you can do these videos and then tell do short 2 to 3 minute tips. Okay. But you do these videos and then tell Facebook, anybody that watches at least 50% of the video, put them in another audience. Mm. We had a doctor call from El Paso one time, and this has been probably about 8 months ago. And he wasn't a client at the time. He said, look, I've been in practice 17 years, have a 7-figure business. We're great at what we do, but there's some new kid in town. And every time I turn around, he's got another video on Facebook. He doesn't even know what he's doing. He just graduated and he's kind of dogging on this, you know, younger doc. But he's, in his mind's eye, everyone in El Paso was seeing this new doctor's videos. Well, that wasn't the case. What happened was the older doctor watched one of the videos and then he got put in a retargeting audience. And every time a new video came out, they made sure that those people saw it. And so he was seeing them all the time. Mm-hmm. Well, it was simply retargeting. We want to do the same thing for you. We want you to be able to do that same, implement that same strategy to where when somebody's thinking about, you know, an attorney or a dentist or whatever it is, they think about you because every time they get on social media, they're seeing your stuff again, right? So you want to do a video audience, people that have watched 50% or more of your videos. And then you can even do a general email subscriber list. You know, if you've been doing something collecting emails, you know, we've heard for years, you know, get their email so you can remarket to them. Well, the problem is people don't open emails. The average business will only get maybe a 10% open rate, mm-hmm. but you can still send those emails out and then do a Facebook ad to that same audience with the headline is the same as the subject line that you just sent out.
Right.
But maybe they see it in their email, but they don't open it. And then they get on Facebook or Instagram, and then they see the same message. That can be really, really powerful. So those are some audiences that that I really think you should start with. You know the message that you want to get out there. You just have to know how to build these audiences to get that message in front of them. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, that's super valuable. You know, I was just thinking, like, I mean, sometimes somebody might have a, you know, a business where it's very much brick and mortar. It's very local based, and definitely with, I mean, I always tell people, like, with Google Ads, or not even with Google Ads, just Google in general, it's not hard to get top of Google in your local area. But I mean, the thing, like you said, is, you know, you got Facebook too. I mean, you got a different avenue to get somebody in, and even those, especially those people that don't want to be localized, right? Like, I think of like all the times I've heard people say, hey, I keep trying to do new things. I want to expand outside of my area. I've been doing a lot of networking groups, you know, and they're being very much belly to belly, which is good. I mean, that's a good way to generate some business, but they want to get outside of their area. And I can't think of any better way than social media that allows you to do that.
Absolutely. You know, and you mentioned Google AdWords. That's another thing that, you know, we help with as well, but we don't do it as much as we do Facebook stuff. But when we have a client that has been doing Google AdWords and they're not doing Facebook, you're definitely leaving money on the table, because nobody goes on Facebook looking for a chiropractor or a
dentist, right,
or whatever profession you're in. They go to Facebook to look at, you know, pictures of their nieces and nephews and, you know, high school crushes or whatever, you know, it's yeah. Social media. People go to Google to search for you, to search for your business. And so if you are using Google AdWords, like I said, people are going to your website and not everybody's calling. So make sure that you have that pixel set up, and then you can build an audience on Facebook that's people that have been to your website in the past 30 days. You know, you can even do 7 days if you want. I mean, you can make it really, really targeted. So they go to your website and then they start seeing your stuff on Facebook. It's extremely, extremely powerful, and it's going to help increase your ROI dramatically on what you're already doing on Google, because you're going to start targeting people who are already interested in your services.
Mm-hmm.
How you can't get much better than that, right?
Well, yeah, and it's that top of mind awareness too. It's constantly putting that, whether they know it consciously or it's subconsciously. I mean, anytime that ad will pop up or your face is seen or anything's going on, it's there. Like, and it gets you on the mind where they think, okay, chiropractor or dentist or whatever it might be, like, oh, that's them. You know, that's who comes right to mind now. So I can already sense there's several people probably listening to this right now saying, okay, this sounds good, but this sounds complex. Like, what do you recommend for them? What's a simple way for them to get started, or at least to go in the right direction?
Well, it really depends on what kind of business you have, right? If you're already really busy, you may not want to be doing this yourself. You know, hire someone like us or another company, get somebody who knows what they're doing and has a proven track record to do it for you. You know, that's one of the best things you can do when it comes to scaling a business, is find somebody who's good at things that you're not and just pay them to do it, so you can focus on the things that you're really good at. I heard somebody say one time, and I'm chasing a rabbit just for a second here. I went to a business meeting, a 10X business conference, and the guy said, it wasn't Grant Cardone. It was another guy who used the 10X title, but he said, I want you to write down everything you do every day or throughout your business that you don't like doing. You just hate doing it. Then write down the things that you do just because you can. Then write down the things that you do because you really love and you're good at. Okay, the things that you hate doing, never do those again. Because when you do, it literally halts momentum.
Yep.
Have somebody else do that. The things that you do just because you can, pay somebody else to do that, because that's going to slow down momentum. But when you focus on the things that you're good at and you enjoy, and that's what you do, that's going to fuel momentum. That's how you work less and get more done, because you focused on that and you have team members focus on the other stuff. And that's one of the things that helped us grow our business so quick, is implementing that right there. If you have the time, study, you know, buy some courses, get online, do some research, and just kind of figure it out. You know, it can be a little bit complicated, and there is a bit of a learning curve, But some people that we even talk to that'll call that want to maybe hire us, if they're not busy enough where it makes sense, you know, I tell them, you know, I can help point you in the right direction, but you might be able to do it yourself. For the companies that they're already busy, they're already doing well, they just want to get to that next level, then reach out to someone like ourselves or, you know, another company and just start a conversation and see what it would take to hire somebody to help you get your message out to your community.
Yeah. So if our listeners want to reach out to you, Billy, like what would they do?
I would simply go to billysticker.com.
Simple enough. Billysticker.com. I can put that in the show notes too.
Just like a bumper sticker. STICKER. When I was a kid, I got picked on all the time, but you know, as a business professional, it's great because people remember it. You know,
that's right. So, well, great, Billy. Like, this is really valuable, and I can tell you, like, if any of you guys listening right now, if you're not using the power of social media within your business or even with SEO or anything else, like, this is probably a hidden gold mine that you just have not been tapping into and don't know where to start, then definitely reach out to Billy. Check out his stuff. Go to billysticker.com. So, Billy, thank you so much. You've been an awesome guest today. Thank you.
Thank you once again for having me on. And if there's anything I can do, if anyone has any questions, or they just want, like, you know, want me to help point them in the right direction, reach out. I love to hop on a call, do whatever I can.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate that, Billy. And everybody else, thank you so much for joining us today. And I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week, because this is what we're here to help you guys do, is we want you to have greater freedom, prosperity, cash flow right now, so you can live the life that you love and start working because you want to, not because you have to. You guys make it a great and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.